Hi, I'm Jackie Rodriguez. This is the Friends with Friends podcast, the one where we explore all 236 episodes of TV show Friends, one at a time. I'm joined by my friend, Vanessa.
Hey guys, I'm Vanessa Martinez, a newbie in the group. This is an exciting episode.
Yes, it's super exciting because it's the one where everybody finds out. This is one of the most iconic Friends episodes, one of the best Friends episodes. BuzzFeed named it 31 Reasons Why This Is the Best Friends Episode, and I would have to agree that this is one of the best. So this is the 111th episode. It's season 5, episode 14, and it premiered February 11th, 1999, with 27.7 million viewers. Vanessa, what happened?
Yeah, Ross is trying to find a new place to live. Everyone finally finds out about Monica and Chandler's relationship, and they say the three big words.
Three big words, huge step in their relationship, but we have to figure out how everybody found out. So it all started with Ross. He needs to find a new place to live. He's been staying with Joey and Chandler, and they notice that the ugly naked guy across the way is moving. And so Ross is like, wouldn't it be great if I could live across from you guys? So Ross, Rachel, and Phoebe go over to ugly naked guy's apartment, and what does Phoebe see?
My eyes. She sees Chandler and Monica against the window having a little fun.
And so the reaction from Phoebe, played by Lisa Kudrow, you know, just like the way that Lisa did it, my eyes. Yeah. And so it's hilarious. It's just the first reaction is so funny.
It was good. And when she was talking to Rachel about it, she says, you know, great for him. She might be able to do better.
I know. And then what's also funny is because Ross isn't in the room at that point because he's going to go find an application and he wants to try to get this apartment. And so Rachel is trying to distract Ross, Rachel, and Phoebe after, like, you know, Phoebe finds out that Rachel knows and Joey knows. She's trying to distract them. They're jumping up and down. Oh, we're so excited to get this apartment. They turn Ross around away from looking out the window. So I thought that was hilarious, too.
Yeah, it was a great distraction. Ross didn't buy it at all.
Didn't buy it at all. So now the next scene goes to the one where they all talk about the iconic line. So Phoebe is sitting with Joey and Rachel, and they're discussing that Phoebe knows. So Phoebe says, they know that you know, talking to Joey, but they don't know that Rachel knows. So that's where it all starts with this episode. And so then they come up with this plan that they're going to have a little fun with it because Phoebe tells Rachel, well, let's play a little game with it. I'm going to use my sexy magnetism to distract Chandler. And then Rachel's going to use her roommate chores to distract Monica. And it's hilarious. And then that opens up the whole episode.
Yeah. Joey wants nothing to do with it. As soon as he knows that Phoebe knows that, he says, you know, enough of us know, so we can tell them we know. And the girls are like, that's when they start to say, no, you know, we're going to take advantage of this and have fun of our own. Give them my laundry to do.
Yeah. So Rachel does that. She gives them, she's like, oh, you know, because their whole thing is like, oh, let's go do laundry together. And they always use that as an excuse to tell the rest of the friends, but they never knew what was really happening. They just thought them two were going to do laundry. So Rachel gives them a whole big bag of laundry. And then she goes, Monica goes, oh, I don't think I have enough quarters. They get a whole bag of quarters. And so I thought that was good. But Phoebe really is the one who takes it to a whole nother level.
Yeah, Phoebe does great at the whole flirting thing, especially at Central Park.
Oh my gosh, I know. She says like, oh, let me look at your bicep, or, you know, not realizing something's right in front of me, you know, like totally going off and flirting with him.
Hey, Mr. Bicep.
Yeah, Mr. Bicep. And she totally like goes for it while Rachel's watching. And Chandler even thinks it's a little strange. And so then he brings up to Monica after that. And then Monica goes like, okay, that's not possible. I mean, Phoebe's always liked you in a non-sexual kind of charming way.
Yeah.
So then they brush it off like, okay, that's kind of weird.
Yeah. And all this time, you know, Chandler's thinking that Phoebe thinks he's foxy.
I know. And then so then that's the first point that Phoebe flirts with him. The second point that Phoebe flirts with him is when she is leaving their apartment, and then she grabs his butt and Monica sees it, and then they realize that they know. So
yeah,
and so she's like, that's the only explanation.
Yeah. And I mean, as she's squeezing his butt, she says, bye Chandler, I miss you already.
I know. And it's so then the light bulb goes off for Monica's head, and then she goes, that she goes, oh my God, they know. And so then they don't know that we know that they know. So the messers become the messies, you know? And so it's another line of this, we know, they know, we know. Because now they're going to mess with them, back with them. They're like, oh, they're trying to play us. We're going to play them.
Yeah. But then also Joey, at this point, he also knows, he's like, he knows that Monica and Chandler know that they know.
Yes, yes.
They confront Joey about it. And he says, I did tell them. And then he's like, who's them?
Yeah, who's them? Yes. And so when Chandler flirts back with Phoebe and then calls her and says, oh, I'm excited to see you and hang out with you on the date, Phoebe's like, what the heck? Like, oh, wait. And then this is the line. I have a shirt that says, this is the line. And Phoebe says it. They don't know that we know that they know that we know. And then they look at Joey and says, you can't say anything. And then Joey goes, I couldn't if I wanted to, because it's so confusing. But yeah. Yes. So then after that, it goes into the big scene of the date when they're meeting up.
Yeah, they're meeting in Joey's apartment. You know, Monica tells Chandler, play along with it. You know, you got this. My team always wins. We're gonna make her crack, you know. But Phoebe has Joey and Rachel on her side telling him, no, you know, we're going to crack them. You know, we're going to find out and they're going to tell us exactly what's happening.
Oh, I know. And it's so great that they go into this whole thing of like, we know, they know. And then they go into like this actual game playing. And yeah. So,
and even before that, the phone call where Phoebe gets a call from Chandler and she like doesn't know how to react to it, but just agrees to see him later in the evening, which is where we are now.
Yeah, where we are now. And so, and it's like a boxing match, you know, it's like they each have their own corners. Like you mentioned, you know, Monica is in the bathroom, mm-hmm. and then Joey and Rachel are out in the hall waiting for this all to go down. And when Phoebe, so she's like, I brought some wine, and then they chug the wine, Joey, Chandler and Phoebe. And then after that, they, you know, like, oh, let's move it to the bedroom. And then she gets all freaked out. So, oh, why don't you, you know, grab some lotion and put it all over me. So then they retreat back to the corners. They come back and then Phoebe has her shirt undone.
Because of Joey. He says, show him your bra. And he unbuttons the top.
Just real quick, too. Real quick.
Yeah. And I read a little point about that. And it said that it took Matt LeBlanc 12 takes to open Lisa Kudrow's blouse correctly.
Oh, my gosh. So many takes.
Yes.
And then right before this, too, Phoebe was dancing when she had her blouse closed. She was dancing. I was still laughing out loud how Phoebe dances. And the way that Chandler, you know, Matthew Perry could keep a straight face throughout all of this. I'm like, how was that possible? It must have been so hard.
It must have been so hard, but well worth it, because at the 51st Primetime Emmy Awards, it got 3 nominations: Outstanding Directing for a Comedy Series, Outstanding Writing for a Comedy Series, and Lisa Kudrow for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series.
So this dance, this performance won her an Emmy?
Oh, and my gosh. And when she went like this.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I loved it. So then, after she has her blouse open, after Matt LeBlanc tried 12 times, they go in for the kiss. And it was so awkward. It was so hilarious. And then Chandler says, I can't do this because I love Monica. And then Monica comes out of the bathroom. It's like, what? What? You're in love, you know? And then it's so good.
But this isn't the first time that we hear them say the word, I love you. We've heard it before in a previous episode, but it didn't really, in a Thanksgiving episode, but it didn't really mean anything.
It was the head. Yes. So he accidentally said it to her when she was dancing with the turkey head. So it isn't the first time, but this is the first sincere time where he's like, I love her. I love her. I love her. And he's like telling them. And then he goes, I love you, Monica. And she says, I love you too. And then Phoebe's like, oh, I thought you guys were just messing around. I didn't know you were in love.
Yeah.
And so it's nice. It's nice that this is a moment that it's like, it all led up to everybody fighting now. And then all led up to the, I love you.
Yeah.
It's so nice to see them two together. And I just thought it was just great the way they did this whole thing, how everybody found out.
Yeah. I really liked this whole writing of it. I liked the whole, order leading up to the big moment. I thought it was great. And then in the end, you have, you know, Ross being distracted by finding his apartment.
Yes, yes. So let's take a quick break, and then we'll actually have, this is the last appearance by Ugly Naked Guy. So we'll talk about that when we come back.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, and we're back. So during this whole time, there's no Ross in these scenes because Ross is busy trying to get his apartment from Ugly Naked Guy. And this is Ugly Naked Guy's last appearance on the show. And what Ross tries to do is give him, you know, a little muffin basket, try to convince him. Apparently he had a whole bunch of applicants. So Ross is trying his best to get the apartment.
But that's not enough because other people have bought him muffin baskets as well. And he spent $12 on the mini muffin basket.
I know.
And Rachel tells him, you know, hey, find out what he likes, what his hobbies are, and bond with him.
And
so,
bond with him. Yes.
Ross gets naked with Ugly Naked Guy.
Oh my gosh, it was hilarious. Okay, so one thing that you to note, there is a deleted scene where you actually see Ross naked with the Ugly Naked Guy. And I mean, you don't see him, obviously, it's like he's sitting down, you just see his legs and his bare chest and, you know, like everything else is covered. And you see the back of Ugly Naked Guy and they're eating the mini muffins. And so that it's right where like Rachel notices, oh my gosh, he has an ugly naked friend. Oh, that's our naked, or that's our naked friend. And then it goes to Ross. So it's literally like 12 to 15 seconds and you can find it online, but there's a scene there that you actually see it.
Yeah, I thought it was funny, especially because Ross is the brother of Monica. So I like how they left him out of kind of everybody finding out. Uh-huh. So technically, yeah, he found out at the very end because when he's talking to his boss in the apartment saying, you know, I have a job, like I'm ready to go back to work kind of thing. He sees in the window that Chandler and Monica are together and he starts yelling, get off my sister.
Yes, it's hilarious.
So his boss, you know, it kind of proves the point that he's not still all there yet to get
his
job
still
back.
I know. And so that goes into the next episode. But one thing I do want to note, since this is Ugly Naked Guy's last appearance, we don't see him anymore. Ross moves in, he gets the apartment because he did his nakedness with him. But when I was researching for this, there is an article and there is a HuffPost reporter back in 2016 that did a whole year long search for who Ugly Naked Guy really was. In his research, there's a writer at HuffPost. His name is Todd Van Loonley, and he tried to find out who Ugly Naked Guy was. He called Central Casting, couldn't find it. He left messages with people. He even tried asking David Schwimmer himself, but apparently David Schwimmer didn't want to answer too many friends' questions. He spoke to David Crane, one of the creators. Nobody could remember who this guy was until finally somebody with Central Casting reached out to him and said, I know who Ugly Naked Guy is. But they had to check with him to make sure that he could disclose the name. And the actor's name is John Hagen, H-A-U-G-E-N, and he is Ugly Naked Guy. And the whole thing with John Hagen was that they didn't want him to be like a character. Like they kind of wanted to keep it under wraps. Warner Brothers wanted to keep him because they didn't want to give him like the whole I'm Ugly Naked Guy type of thing. So that's why it was so hard, because it was like an extra that came in. And it was to play the Ugly Naked Guy. So I thought that was really interesting. And John goes into the whole entire like saga of it in one of these HuffPost articles, and we'll link it on the description. But you should read it. It's really cute. It's really cute.
So he doesn't like being associated with that character?
No, it's not that he didn't like it. He just didn't want it. It was Warner Brothers' idea to keep it under wraps in a sense, because they didn't want somebody being labeled as the ugly naked guy, you know, just like, you know, Maggie Wheeler, she's Janet, you know, that kind of thing. So they didn't want something to be labeled as ugly naked guy, but it's a whole big thing. And there's even rumors that, you know, Mr. Trigger was ugly naked guy, cause he has that kind of same build. And but you know, he even reached out to, the guy who plays Mr. Trigger, and Mr. Trigger said, you know, no, I'm not it. And there was, you know, themes or like, rumors of that, but no, it was only, you know, John Hager. And, in his article, he even has like a headshot of him and totally fits the bill too.
Huh? Yeah. I thought it was interesting how they played the whole ugly naked guy scenario, but I just thought this whole episode was just great. And I wish we could just keep going into detail about every little thing, like what Phoebe says, you know, like I'm very bendy, and it's just a great episode. And there are so many favorite lines that I had, and they mainly came from Phoebe, especially when she goes, my eyes. Or when she says, great for him. She might be able to do better. And the whole part where she's flirting with Chandler in Chandler and Joey's apartment, the whole game that they had going on.
Yeah, Lisa Kudrow did such a great job. I'm just so glad she was nominated for this, because she totally deserved it in this whole entire episode. It was so good. Her dancing, everything was just great.
Yeah, I really like this too. A quick mention, we also found out that Joey had a stuffed toy penguin named Hugsy, which you see later on in the episode. But this was great. I already said my favorite lines. Jackie, do you have any favorite lines?
The shirt that I'm wearing. They don't know that we know that they know that we know.
This is great. This is a great episode, as we've said many times during our episode of the podcast. But we see Ross's reaction, but we don't know what he thinks about it yet.
Yes. So we'll explore that in the next episode. So on the next episode, Friends with Friends, yes, Ross finds out. And we also see how Joey takes the punches with his new girlfriend. And yeah, so let's keep talking about that. So subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
And follow us on Friends with Friends on Friends with Friends podcast on Instagram. Bye.
Bye.